Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
So, listen. So, let's, you know, I'm not Muslim. John's not Muslim. I never was Muslim. And we do, though, have a pastor at the VFN Dream Center who used to be Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
And she gave her life to God. It's a powerful, powerful transformation. And she can speak firsthand on this as well. But this is an ex-Muslim trying to help us understand, why would a president be going into a mosque speaking theology? Let me tell you, I was raised in Islam as a Muslim. This is what he's saying. I can tell you exactly what it says. And he's not saying all Muslims are a certain way, but he's saying predominantly this is what's being taught and what's being said. As a matter of fact, let's join him now.
Our leaders keep saying that Muslim terrorists are perverting Islam.
Do you mean that?
With San Bernardino, the president said again that these Muslims were perverting the true message of Islam.
How the president knows that those are perverting Islam? Why Western presidents and politicians turn to be theologians in one day? Who gives them the right to interpret Islam? Did they study it? I challenge them if they read even the biography of Muhammad. I get really mad when I hear these statements, because we lived in a Muslim society. Is Saudi Arabia perverted Islam? They are cutting the hands. They are cutting the heads. They are even crucifying people. It's like ISIS.
Who is right in the debate over whether the Quran is peaceful or violent? You see this on the internet.
The way how we should interpret any text is to follow the founder. The founder of Islam, was he a peaceful person or a violent person? If you check the life of Muhammad, he was preaching his religion over 23 years. 10 of these years, the last years of his life, he lived a violent life. He conducted 83 raids. If you divide that on 10 years, almost every month and a half, he did one. And he took captives, he took women captive for himself. Three of his wives, they were from those raids. So if ISIS is doing what is doing today to the Yazidis, to the Christians, they are following the pattern that was laid out by Muhammad himself, the founder of Islam. It's not just some verses and they misunderstood them. They are following the example of Muhammad. ISIS took the Yazidis as captives. Muhammad did the same thing. ISIS kicked out Christians of the Mosul, and Muhammad did the same thing in Saudi Arabia. And ISIS is cutting the hands, stoning, killing. Muhammad did the same thing. So those who are defending Islam, they should let me know, what is the difference between what ISIS is doing now and what Muhammad did 1,400 years ago?
Our president compared Syrian, said Syrian refugees were no more dangerous than tourists. The idea on the left is that Islam should not be singled out as a bad religion or a different religion, that it's comparable, it's on equal footing with other religions like Buddhism or Christianity. Is it? Is it the same as other religions?
No, it's not. Islam is different than other religions because the view, the Western view of a religion is something personal. It's something you do for yourself. I don't intervene in your personal stuff. You can pray, you can fast, you can do whatever you want. It's your business. But Islam is not only prayer and fasting. It has other elements that could be a danger to the society, like implementing Sharia law. For example, if there is a majority of Muslims in a place and they want to implement a criminal law, they have to implement the Quran and the Sharia law, because Islam does not accept any law besides Allah's law. So they have to cut the hand of a thief, they have to stone somebody who committed adultery, if he's or she's married, and they have to kill the apostate who leaves Islam. So they have to do all this stuff. This is a threat for Western civilization. So Islam is not a personal religion that it just fasting and praying. It will affect every detail in social life.
I realize everyone has their reason for going to a Western nation, but do some go with the mindset that they are colonizers?
Of course. I have family members in Europe, and they think the same thing. I visited them, and they think that they hate Europe, they hate the West, they hate their way of life. So they are there to change them, not to live their lives. And they are using the system in their favor, like they're taking advantage of it.
What do you think of the statement that some have made that inside every Muslim is a potential terrorist?
That's a very strong one. I will say this to make it a little bit mild. I have lived as a Muslim, and I can say hatred was implemented to us through religious texts and through the culture, through the educational system, and through the books, and through the mosque, through all these tools. We have been raised to hate the West and the Western civilization.
But as to the specific charge that inside every Muslim is a potential terrorist, you would say?
I will not say every Muslim is a potential terrorist. I will say it depends on how much you want to take his religion. Some of them, they don't take it that serious to the extent that they will sacrifice themselves for it. Some of them, they just want to pray and fast and put a scarf or something like that. Some of them, they want to take it to the full sense, and they want to follow Muhammad in every step. So some of them, I will say they are very good. I have very good Muslim friends, but others are huge threats for our civilization.
So you're looking at here. I mean, who would know better than somebody who was raised up in Islam?
Yes, hello.
And now is a Christian, so he's able to see what it was, what it isn't. Sharia law says specifically, as he's talking about and others are talking about, that if you commit adultery, that you're going to have to be stoned. You're going to have to be killed. Mm. Can you imagine if adulterers were killed in America?
There wouldn't be too many people around. I mean, think about it.
Yeah. Well, the Old Testament, the Old Covenant was, you know, if you're in rebellion to your parents or these type of things, that you would be stoned in that context.
Who could survive
of it?
If you stole something, you cut your hand off.
Cut your hand off. And that's what's so awesome about Jesus, that he's of the new covenant, and he's fulfilled the law, so we don't have to fulfill the law. That's what's so exciting about America being a Judeo-Christian foundation mm-hmm. of who we are as a people. But what you're seeing, and this makes really good sense when you're starting to hear more people that understand Islam and Muslims themselves talking about it, and we're seeing this political jihad. You know, holy war. They have, you know, all different types of, rape. This is some reports that was, you know, Kamal Saleem with Qum Ministries, former Muslim. You know, he was saved by Jesus Christ and has given his life to the Lord. Just an awesome man. And I encourage you to invite him out to your churches and ministries to have him speak. But rape, when and what also confirmed this was, the nun that we had on to testify before the Senate, talking about what was taking place in Mosul, which former name of Mosul was Nineveh, and she said we had to convince the women that they weren't Muslims because you have these Catholic women and these Christian women that were raped, taken to sex slaves by these Muslims who profess to be Muslims, a radical form of really following to the letter of the law, like this ex-Muslim was just mm-hmm. talking about. And they would come to her, she said, and they would say, we're Muslim now because they had sex with us, they raped us. And they told us, once that happens, then you're now a Muslim. You can. It's not like Christianity where you have to be born again. I mean, if you just happen to be in the family. And so what you have is when you hit a Germany, you had all the rapes taking place when many Muslim refugees were coming in and they were raping. I mean, if you look at the theory behind radical Islam, that they could be committing in their own hearts holy jihad and converting these women to Islam.
Yeah.
And it's like, this is what Sharia law is about. I mean, we even had on our own program, and we'll make it available to you even on this program, but in Texas, you had men promoting leaders.
Tribunal.
Promoting a tribunal, Sharia law tribunal in Texas. I mean, all the places, Texas.
I know.
You know, and he's like, cut off the hand, cut off the hand. What's the big deal? Like, oh my goodness. And no one's righteous, not one. If you have somebody starting to cut hands off and gouges out,
we'd be in trouble.
We're all going to need a guide because we've all sinned and we've all fallen short of the glory of God. But so you're seeing, forms of jihad, and that's one of the things, holy wars, this giving yourself over to war. When you saw these terrorists come in, and that's a form of jihad in their religion. Well, what you just saw with CARE and what you're seeing is political jihad. This is what Kamal Saleem said. He says one form of jihad, which is Islam's holy war, is not just bombs and bullets and guns, and is not just rape or terror, that type of thing, but it's political jihad. It's those seven mountains that we talk about, where you have the government mountain, the education mountain, the family mountain, each of these particular mountains, the business mountain, media mountain. And with that, they're going after these mountains. And when you see them speak specifically about that, knowing Sharia law's reality, being the first to come out with a PR program after San Bernardino took place, they went and met with CARE to come out and speak on behalf of Muslims instead of saying, wait a minute, Americans were killed.
That's right.
Americans were killed. They weren't necessarily Christian. We weren't saying Christian Americans. We weren't saying Muslim Americans. They were citizens of the United States. Mm. Were murdered at a Christmas party in their workplace at San Bernardino, but immediately became CARE made it a form of jihad. And this is trying to change this narrative, and they're calling these mass murderers, the young married couple, couples. Like, they were evil
terrorists.
People who went out and killed people that he worked with for 5 years. And so we have to make up our mind. Well, this is why we need to be involved. That's why Franklin Graham is going around from state to state and praying at the Capitol and asking us to commit our lives to God, recommit our lives to God and our homes to God with Decision America 2016. You can find out more about that on our site. But we have to stand up and do something. As Americans, when you see CARE and the Muslim people standing up, Muslim Americans standing up, they have the total right to do that. Maybe not the Political Action Committee type thing, but I don't know how all that works. But I know this, so do you. Are you going to let your silence cause us to lose this land? It's not a political answer. It's for us to rise up.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.